Welcome to the Manifest audience. It happens to be a Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and I'm going to preach a very unusual message. This one I'm really excited about because it has a lot of biblical revelation in it that you may have never seen. Are angelic demon wars in heaven affecting the weather on earth? It's something that we don't think about because when weather changes, it's considered to be either global warming or it's considered to be climate change. But as they've shown you in some charts, earthquakes have increased, floods have increased in a major way, tornadoes and hurricanes. So we're going to discuss this today. The scripture that we're going to go to is found in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. And we will add to this other verses that we're not reading in the opening. And war broke out in heaven. Michael is the archangel of heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and that is Satan. And the dragon fought and his angels, but they did not prevail, nor was there a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon, again Satan, was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now notice, it's a war in heaven. It's a war in the cosmic heaven or the second heaven. Then it says this, so the serpent spewed water out of his mouth like a flood. Who did it? God? No, the serpent, Satan, the dragon. He spewed water out of his mouth like a flood after the woman that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of its mouth. Few Christians realize, honestly, about the three levels of heaven, how Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, how he was caught up into the third heaven where paradise is located, the abode of the righteous dead saints. There is a first heaven, and the first heaven is 60 miles. It's from the ground up to the atmospheric heaven, and that is the what we would call the first heaven level. Man was given dominion over the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. So man has a dominion in that area. However, Satan is also called in the book of Ephesians 2 and 2, the prince of the power of the air. There's two Greek words for air. One means from the ground to the top of Mount Olympus, one of the high mountains in Greece, and from Mount Olympus up in the atmosphere. And it just so happens that that word air is the area of the 60-mile region. So Satan is trying to take over the dominion that God has given his people by setting a headquarters in that realm. Now, that headquarters, as you know, consists of principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and wicked spirits in heavenly places. That's why idols were always built on the highest mountain. And all of this is interconnected to the spiritual warfare that we're talking about today. But the real key is that there is a second heaven. So man is given the control by the Lord of the first heaven, but then there is a second heaven. The second heaven is called the cosmic heaven. The second heaven is where the sun, moon, and stars are located, where all of the galaxies are. And we do not know how far that goes out because we've not yet seen the end of it. But at the end of that second heaven enters a place called the third heaven. My father had an experience as a young man where he came. He thought he had died, and he came out of his body and was traveling. He said, Perry, it was so fast you couldn't believe it. And when I opened my eyes and stopped, I'm standing on nothing, and everything around me is the most beautiful sapphire blue. And God began to show him some things in that area. So wherever the third heaven begins, apparently there's a sapphire color. It's not the blue here. Dad said, Perry, it's not even the blue we have down here. It's the most beautiful royal sapphire blue. And if you read the Bible, God sits on a sapphire throne. You can go to Ezekiel chapter 1. Chapter 10, it tells you about he was seated on a sapphire throne, the fire from the loins up, fire from the loins down. When God walked on Mount Sinai, read the book of Exodus, the pavement was as a sapphire stone. And I asked a friend of mine that was on my board, I said, he was a laser scientist, I said, how's that possible? He said, because there's something called aluminum oxide that's in the rock. And he said, I have taken, and this isn't anything secret, but he said, in the old days, I would take aluminum oxide and heat it with lasers, and they were trying to create a surface on the space shuttle to where when it came in that it would not harm the space shuttle, it would be protected. So I said, how does this thing figure out with God? Because the Jews teach that the Ten Commandments were written on a sapphire stone. He said, that's very possible. He said, because if you take a certain amount of heat, like a laser, and you hit the aluminum oxide in the rock, it turns it into a sapphire. I mean, whoa, our God is a consuming fire. He wrote the Ten commandments with the fiery finger of his hand. If he took stone, the aluminum oxide in the rock would have turned to a sapphire. And that's why the Jews say the Ten Commandments were on sapphire stone. And that's not the reason, because they didn't have the scientific knowledge, but that would explain it, I should say, as to why. God coming down on Mount Sinai, same thing happened. Under his feet was the pavement of sapphire stone. So, Bill, if they ever go to Mount Sinai and start finding sapphire rocks, we'll know that's where it happened. I'll take a trip over there. I'll just go lay in that thing for about 3 days. You know what I'm saying? The Lord walked here. So, anyway. So, the second heaven is also where the warfare is taking place. This is what we're going to get into, that affects the weather patterns on the earth. Now, I want to talk about one very mysterious thing, and it's lightning. Now, in the beginning of time, we read Luke 10:18, where Jesus makes this statement, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." That happened in ages past. That happened before the creation of Adam. That happened, I believe, between Genesis chapter 1:1 and Genesis chapter 1 and 2. And what's interesting is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And if you study that in Hebrew, it's like it was a good creation. It was a perfect creation. Everything was fine. And then in verse 2, "And the earth is without form and void, and darkness is upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Now, I'm going to give you my theory, and I don't have time to develop it, that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. So when God creates the earth, something has to happen in the center of the earth to change everything, to create hell for the devil and his angels. And then when that happened, the science talk about how the earth was hot and then it got cooled down with water. Now, that doesn't contradict that scripture, because the earth, that's called Lucifer's flood, because the fall caused the creation of hell. And then at that point, then afterwards, God starts creating the earth, and then man is created on the sixth day. David said this in 2 Samuel chapter 2 and 22, verse 15, "The Lord thundered from heaven and sent his lightning and scattered them." There's another verse that talks about the cherubim, of the cherub, I should say, in Ezekiel 1 and 11, and it says, "They ran and returned as the appearance of lightning." Luke 17, 24, here's another verse, "As lightning shines under one part of heaven, and then so shines under the other part of heaven, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be." Now, I don't want to distract you from my message, but I have some messages where I've talked about the chaos of the rapture. And in that message and other messages, I have explained to people that a vision I had, a real vision of Jesus' return many years ago. And when he shot his left hand out, lightning went that way. When he shot his right hand out, lightning went that way. And because I used to think, okay, he's coming. The earth is 25,000 miles in circumference. There's 7 continents. So does he appear here, 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 here? Does he appear all over the place? No, he appears in one place, and the lightning went out. I saw it, and it, everybody that was a true believer, it hit them right in the belly. They were immediately changed from mortal to immortality, and the lightning, it was like in the twinkling of an eye, and the lightning carried everybody from around the world back to where he was. And then I saw him, this is so cool, then I saw Jesus step into this big ball of light, and everybody was sucked into with him, and it was over. And the tribulation began. So the lightning is a very significant thing. Now, here's what I want to share with you. I've been preaching for 49 years. Can you all believe that? 49 years. I know I look like I'm 35. I pull a T.L. Lowry on you. I look like a young man, you know. No, I'm not deceived. I'm not deceived. I just want you to know that. But I will tell you this. I have experienced the weirdest weather patterns at certain occasions. And I want to share these with you, because I believe that bad weather can certainly hinder the gospel. Not necessarily the preaching of it, but people being a part of it. In a tent revival in Hills of Virginia in 1979, it was either 79 or 80. I was about 18 years of age or 19 years of age. We put up a tent in the bottom of Hillsville, Virginia. I had a pastor friend of mine, and he pastored a church of about 30. And they were kind of the host. We were trying to get people saved and filled with the Spirit. And all of a sudden, as we went in that tent that day, they looked down the road, and there's a funnel funnel coming our way. Now remember, there's not an expected tornado in the area. There's not expected bad weather. And the wind started getting under that tent, and you cannot let the wind get under a tent, because what it'll do, it'll push up the tent and go over top the poles, and the poles will collapse. Oral Roberts had that happen to 7,000 people in Amarillo, Texas, when he had his tent up, and they called it the Great Miracle, because nobody was killed when the tent fell on 7,000 people. But it tore his tent apart. So I didn't know what to do, and I began watching, and then there was a restaurant full of people, and they all came out of the restaurant on the hill to watch the tent blow down. And I literally had to stand there and take authority over that wind and command it. And they heard me on the microphone. So the owner of the restaurant, who wasn't saved, he just kind of went, whoa. He said, how did you do that? I said, do what? He said, I saw what was coming to the tent. We were all standing up there, say, here it goes. What are these people going to do? And said, I heard you pray, and the whole cloud disappeared. But you see, it was not a storm from God, because it was supernatural, because the sky was completely, it was weird. Then in Tampa, Florida, in the month of February, and Tampa usually has decent weather in February, it can get a little cool. We had the weirdest thing happen. We were in a big tent at Without Walls International Church, and it turned freezing in Tampa in February. My band had gloves on, and it got so bad that a wind came out of nowhere. Now, that tent was huge. It seated 2,000 people, and it got under the tent. Now, I've never forgot this. We had at that time, because football season was not in at that time, it was over, we had a number of the Tampa Bay Bucks there. I remember Hardy Nickerson being there, Warwick Dunn was there, and other men I won't name. And it got so scary that they had to go. I never have forgot this. And these big football players in the NFL of the Tampa Bay Bucks were holding down the tent poles. I mean, one of them was over there like this. This guy's huge. And I'm thinking, Jesus, if that pole goes, he's going to go, and I'm going to be in trouble, because these NFL guys are going to have injuries. You know, I'm thinking like this. And I said, what about the people? But you know, that storm came, and I had to listen to this. I had to preach 12 minutes. I grabbed the mic, preached 12 minutes. It got spooky. Pam will remember this. It got scary. We thought the tent could come down. And so help me, when I dismissed and said amen and sent people out, guess what happened? Totally stopped. It was the weirdest thing I had seen in a long time. But then I would go back to Tampa in the month of June, and at the Without Walls Church, I would have conferences every year. I announced a warfare conference. I have quit announcing warfare conferences. If we have it, we'll just call it by another name, and then we'll get here and hear the warfare messages, right? But we had a warfare conference, and I thought, this is great. Oh, well, somebody in the upper atmosphere must have heard about it. Now, I'm at the, I want to see what it was. It was the Hilton or the Marriott. So I'm up in the balcony, and all of a sudden, before the opening night, the Marcus Lamb had sent the Daystar truck in, because they were going to uplink some of the programs. This is years ago. And so the Daystar satellite truck is there, and it has alarms on it. So if storms start coming in and the wind gets to a certain level, or the weather is showing a tornado, beep, 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 it starts going off, so you will know to, you know, get out of the truck and make preparations. I stood on the balcony and saw something that blew my mind. You ready for this? At the church, I could see the church building. I saw with my eyes 40 lightning strikes in 15 minutes right on the church property. I mean, it was hitting. It blew transformers up. It blew the soundboard up, and we lost half the soundboard. And I stood there and said, what in the world is going on? And every time I would go to Tampa, listen to me, I'm telling the truth, we would have lightning strikes coming out of nowhere. So you know what I did? I quit going to Tampa in the month of June. And I found out that they have weird weather in June. Isn't that amazing? So here I am having a warfare conference, and it hit so close to the Daystar truck that the producer, who was a friend of mine, he runs out of the truck screaming, half the sound. And this is before the opening night service. So what I'm trying to say is, weird weather comes out of nowhere, and you're saying to yourself, where did this come from? Why did this happen? This wasn't expected. This is not in the season. We're having storms out of season. We're having floods that come out of nowhere. This is really getting weird. Flying is very interesting, because I have a plane that the Lord has blessed us with to help me to get to places that normally it would be hard, because most small towns have airports. We were flying back one night. I think it was Charlie and I were flying back from, I believe it was Virginia. Everything is going good, and we get right outside of Cleveland. This is the truth. And we hit a wall in the air. we hit something so hard. It wasn't an air pocket that dropped us. It was a wall. There wasn't a lot of wind blowing. And all of a sudden we hit it and all the luggage came forward. All the clothes came off the rack in the back. And we just looked at each other and almost gasped. It literally jerked our physical bodies in the seat belts. And I thought, that is demonic. That is not normal. And even the pilot said, whew. I said, what did we hit? He said, man, I don't know. And I've flown three times in which the same thing would happen out of the clear for no reason. Now, we're not talking about wind shears, which can happen. We're talking about up in the atmosphere with perfect weather. And I've had an engine go out, perfect weather, no reason for it. Here's what I'm trying to say, that when you begin to understand a couple things, that there are wars in the heavens. Daniel chapter 10, remember that? Daniel's praying, and the prince of the kingdom of Persia, a demonic prince, withstood him for 21 days, and God had to send Michael the archangel to bring the freedom to tie. He actually tied up or bound up or resisted that prince of Persia so that Gabriel could come and bring the answer. It was an atmospheric, spiritual battle. And when you talk about Ephesians 6 and 12, principalities, powers, watch this now. Rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in heavenly places. Hello, there it is. So when you understand that we on earth are living in the natural, but there is a supernatural realm and there is a war taking place in heaven, and Satan is called again prince of the power of the air. And that Greek word power, exousia, is very interesting because he is the prince of the authority of the air. There's a word dunamis, which is one Greek word for power. This is a different one that can translate. So he is the prince of the authority of the air. Now, why is that important to understand? Here's why. We're going somewhere. Now, this is where we start getting into the message. If you go to the book of Job and you read what Job went through, chapter 1 will tell you it was Satan that was directing this. Chapter 2 will tell you it was Satan that was directing it. But guess what happened with Job? If you read the book of Job, you will discover in Job chapter 1, verse 19, a wind came out of nowhere and took a house down that killed all 10 of his children. You will then read in Job chapter 1:16 that lightning came from heaven. Lightning came. Now, what would that be? It says fire came out of heaven, but the ancients used to call lightning the fire of heaven. So fire comes out of heaven, which is lightning, and kills 7,000 sheep. Now, who's behind it? Is God sending the wind and God sending the lightning? The answer is no. Because it plainly tells you that Satan, God lifts the hedge there and Satan is able to come in. So there's four elements. There's earth, wind, fire, and water. Now, to help illustrate, and this is a great illustration, and I'm going to share something with you that you probably never thought of because I've been preaching 49 years and had never paid attention to this verse like I'm about to share it with you. In the time of Elijah, you know the story of how he ran from Jezebel, sat under a juniper tree, remember, and said, God, kill me, right? Then right after this, the angel comes and feeds him, and he ends up on Mount Horeb, which is where Moses received the commandments. As he's up there, look at this verse. And then this always puzzled me, and I believe I have an answer for what is going on here. Then the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. Watch this now. And a great and strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake, a fire. Now watch this. Wind, earth, fire. These are elements that we know in the natural. But the Lord was not in the fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After that, there was a still small voice. Now let's look at me. If God's not in it, how's it happening? Because if it's not natural, it's supernatural. So now think about this. You got wind tearing rocks up. You got an earthquake following that. And then you've got fire all over the mountain. And it says God wasn't in any of it. So this has puzzled me for 49 years. And I said, all right, what is going on here? Then I heard a download, and I'm going to share with you what I heard. You'll have to judge it. But remember this, Elijah had just previously, a few days later, asked God to kill him. And Satan heard it. And Satan, because of his mouth and because of the fact he asked God to kill him, God wasn't going to kill him. God was not going to do it. But Satan said, I have the authority now because of what he has said with his mouth to try to take him out. Remember, he tried it with Job. God said to his Satan, you can do this with the wind and the fire and his health, but you can't take his life. So Satan does what? Creates the rocks falling, hoping a rock will fall on him. God protected him, but God wasn't in it. Then an earthquake shakes the mountain. What is that for? Well, an earthquake causes rocks to fall too. God's not in that. Oh, is anybody listening? Then there's this fire, and God's not in that. So what is happening here? Satan is saying, he wants to die. I'll take him out. And God protected him from Satan's attack. Come on, I'm going to say something to you. Watch what you say with your mouth. The enemy will take it against you. Now, to prove to you from the Bible, oh man, listen, we're about to go deep. Anybody ready to go deep? Put your hands together. Listen to me, we're about to go deep. This is about to get deep, so you better get your thinking cap on. Buckle your seatbelt up, we're about to take a ride. But let me share this one nugget with this. I want everybody to hear this. To prove to you that Satan can create fire, maybe even wind, you can see the wind in Job, but he can create fire. In Revelation chapter 13, it says that the false prophet in the book of Revelation will call fire from heaven. And the false prophet is not God's prophet. The false prophet is demonically controlled prophet. So now as we talk about the weather patterns and the battle between angels and demons, and as we start getting deeper into this, why the America's weather pattern is getting weird, and again, our specialists would say global warming or climate change, it's more than that. There is an invisible side to the freaky weather patterns in Mississippi, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and we're about to get into that right now. So right now, before we get into it, give the Lord one more praise for the Word of God that's coming forth. Hallelujah.
God has reserved the revelation of many prophetic mysteries for the time of the end, a time when knowledge shall increase. Daniel declared, "None of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." This powerful truth is what inspires us to host an annual prophetic summit, bringing together America's leading speakers and revelators, all gifted in discerning and interpreting end time events. The 2025 summit featured 14 powerful services with 7 prophetic leaders that Perry Stone is now making available to you in this special Manifest TV offer. When you order, you'll experience these 5 insightful messages from Perry. Is Trump a reformer leading a great American reset? Feasting on the wrong blood, Christians that are fellowshipping with demons. Why is God shaking churches and ministries before the rapture? The vision, chastisement because of defiant Christians, the nomophobia strike. How angelic demonic wars in heaven are affecting weather on earth. Joseph Z illustrated his unique insights on the whiteboard with a revelation on the spirit of Elijah, the future of America. Bill Cloud brought Hebraic insight to the summit with these 2 messages. He is about to turn the tables over. He trains my hands for war. Mark Biltz used PowerPoint illustrations and charts to reveal Hebrew nuggets in his 2 teachings. Genesis mysteries from the Hebrew language. Birth pangs of the final redemption. John Kilpatrick posed the question, "The earth is speaking. Are you listening?" Plus, Jonathan Kahn expounds with a powerful message tracing the dragon's attack on Israel. And Mario Murillo hits hard with his message, "Away with the sissy false prophets." All 14 messages are now available on DVD for $95 and audio CD or USB drive for $65. This offer is also available for purchase as a digital audio download and video on demand when you visit perrystone.org. DVDs and video on demand include all PowerPoints, whiteboards, scriptures, and illustrations shown by the speakers. You'll receive over 14 hours of prophetic teaching, an investment in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. Your purchase helps Perry Stone Ministries continue a global outreach. To order, visit perrystone.org or call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323 or write to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320. Include your check and the appropriate offer number. For DVDs, use offer number 25PS-DVD. For CDs, use offer number 25PS-CD. And for USB drive, use offer number 25PS-USB. If you love biblical prophecy, this could be your greatest spiritual investment in 2025. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Some of the strangest weather patterns have happened this year. Back in the month of May in Bradley County, Tennessee, in the Chattanooga-Bradley County area, they announced at the end of May that we had more rain in May, and it broke a 100-year record. Now, think about that for just a moment. Now, it does rain in April, and then in May it starts slacking off, and we're getting rain, as I'm taping this, every day this week. What in the world is happening in the heavenlies? Now, rain can be a blessing, but when they were building the walls of Jerusalem and rebuilding them after the Babylonian captivity, there was a great rain that caused the people to fear. And the Bible tells you that the Nehemiah and Ezra were warning the people that because of this rain, it's due to the fact of the iniquities of the leadership that was taking place in Israel. And so what I want to do on this teaching is explain to you how that angels and demons go to battle in the heavenlies, and that's in Revelation chapter 12, and the cosmic activity is affecting the weather patterns on earth. Well, where's that verse in the Bible? You've got to dig out the stories, and you've got to use some of the word studies, whether it's Hebrew or Greek, to understand the meanings of what the scripture is saying. So, I want you to get all this teaching. I think it's intriguing. I think you want to share it with people. And I do want to mention this. These teachings are so spectacular in their information. I don't know any other word to use. And I'm talking about the 14 messages that you're going to want to have to listen to them over and over again to glean from them. And I hope you have a small group in your house and you'll bring them over and share it as well. DVD, CD, and flash drive. Now, very quickly, let me just mention that we're going to be coming to Texas, to the Willis campus, and also to the Huntsville campus. We're going to be coming to Springdale, Arkansas, August 23rd and 24th at Mercy and Grace Cathedral. We'll be coming to Sheridan Church, in Tulsa, Oklahoma, September the 7th. And then we also have a summit with my dear friend Paula Price, and it's going to be September the 12th, 13th, and 14th. I'll be ministering of that. It's actually a music summit, but I will be ministering up in that area. And you can go to the website and get information on that, etc. And then we, the big thing coming up in October 7th through the 11th is the main event, opening up with Jonathan Kahn. We've got Karen Peck in New River. We've got Linda Cooley and his praise team. We've got revival and prophetic revelation combined. Go to perrystone.org for more information.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2025 Israel tour. The dates are November 23rd through December 2nd. There's also an optional tour to the country of Jordan that includes Petra and much more. For more information and how to register, scan the QR code on the screen or visit perrystone.org. Seating is limited, so contact us today.